This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's the Now News panel on AMI. I'm Dave Brown alongside Joita Gupta and Michelle McQuigg. We've got one more topic to discuss. BC Premier John Horgan says he miscalculated public support for the government's plan to spend $789 million to replace the British Columbia Provincial Museum in Victoria. Horgan announced he's putting the project on hold indefinitely, saying he knew shortly after last month's announcement the public did not support the plan to replace the Royal Museum. We were having a little trouble loading the clip, so let's just say that John Horgan apologized and said he is wearing the mistake. Michelle, this is your topic. What stands out to you?
You just put your finger on what stands out to me. This is a premier with a majority government getting up there and saying, my bad, I had a bad idea, you guys aren't into it, I'm scrapping it as a result. Quick poll. When was the last time you remember anything like that happening before?
A straight up mea culpa like that? Oof, yeah. It's rare. Joita, does one come to mind for you?
Right? So that's kind of what jumped out to me. And I have to laugh and maybe ask you guys to sort of reel me in a little bit. Because I'm sitting here, I guess, with my journalism hat on going, wait a sec. Is it really that straightforward? Is it actually just a mea culpa? Or is there a more cynical reason at play here? Are there other kind of political factors in the mix? Why is he doing this? And the very fact that you have to sort of ask these questions about what does on its face look like a very straightforward apology and may in fact be exactly what it seems is an interesting one to me. Apart from that aspect, that the whole notion of a politician taking ownership for a decision that they themselves are now describing as poor and pinning their own reaction on public reaction, which is itself is very interesting. It raises questions to me about the value of heritage projects. The way this was framed in the popular discourse was that they're saying we should not be spending this kind of money on a museum when we have other issues like a shortage of doctors, like climate change, very pressing climate change concerns, that it was being framed as kind of an either-or proposition, that the money that's earmarked for the hospital is being spent at the expense of these other extremely important issues that are of high importance to the public. I don't know how comfortable I am with that specific framing, and I do think that there's a conversation to be had about heritage projects generally and where governments play the role in those projects.
Mm. Yeah, we talked about this announcement when it was made last month, and the general consensus on the show was this seemed a little bit vanity-esque considering some of the very pressing economic issues. So, Michelle, maybe we bought into some of that discourse in the way we talked about it on the show in regards to housing, affordability, in terms of the healthcare system, et cetera, and $1 billion for what appears to be a vanity project. And admittedly, and John Horgan, the BC Premier, he does represent the Vancouver Island riding not far from Victoria. So there's sort of that element to it as well. Is this something that's going to help the whole province? What's the value of this when it's right in your backyard? But Joita, your reaction to the decision to cancel?
It was an interesting reaction and one that we don't often see from politicians, especially those at the head of majority governments. But really, he appeared to have very little choice in the matter. It was so evident that A, the government hadn't consulted with anybody, and B, just about everybody across the board, regardless of political leaning, was scoffing at this decision. You had the tourism people saying, what on earth are you doing? We've had this major pandemic. This is, you know, we're finally opening up and you're going to shutter the museum when, you know, we've been starved for tourist dollars. You had the opposition all over this, you know, just talking about the price tag, which was, of course, a really big, I think, a factor in the conversation. The government got pilloried because, as you both pointed out, there was a sense that they were spending a lot of money on this proposed museum rather than looking into financing other files. So really, it was one of those decisions where I don't think he had much of a choice because public opinion had so clearly swung in the opposite direction. Of course, with the opposition now saying that, you know, he's backpedaling, honestly, he can't win. So It is an interesting thing to see, just because governments are so seldom seen to be as responsive to public priorities. Really, with the majority government, the last thing you want is a situation where the government sort of just bowls ahead and does whatever they want. So yes, it is interesting in that it doesn't happen probably as often as we'd like, but it is nonetheless noteworthy because it shows that they're listening to what people are saying and are willing to take responsibility for that. And I think that is commendable.
We've only got 3 minutes left here on the clock, guys, and I do want to get to Michelle's comment in regards to the value of heritage buildings. Michelle, when you were away last 2 weeks ago, we were talking a little bit about the value or the way in which we want to tell more complete stories in regards to our history and where heritage buildings and heritage places can come into that. I think when we start talking about $800 million or $1 billion, I understand what you're saying in regards to say, hey, it's one pot or the other pot, and we know like these government spending pots are different. I think it's impossible to get away from big numbers like $800 million when maybe there are more holistic heritage operations you can do that better represent the entire province in localities, right? Regional localities.
Yeah, very fair points. And if you were to add all those up, you might be looking at comparable kinds of numbers. Yeah, I think there it's a good point you raise. It's obviously a much more complex and nuanced issue than we can tackle today in terms of how governments invest in heritage and the way it's perceived. I do find it interesting that heritage portfolios, that they're never, ever the glamour jobs. It's very common to have to see ministers, you know, holding one portfolio shuffled into heritage, and it's always called a demotion. So the way heritage type stuff is framed in government parlance, I find interesting and a bit troubling, but maybe it speaks more to what you were raising before. I wish I'd been able to be part of that conversation because I do find that stuff really interesting. The other thing I will just note, though, in terms of this museum, it wasn't just a lick of paint and some new landscaping. This is a building that has a lot of asbestos in it.
Yeah.
We're talking about very serious structural issues. Funnily enough, I was having dinner last night with a friend who has a friend of hers who worked for the museum at one point. Apparently, there are all kinds of complexities around the organization as a whole, to say nothing of the physical infrastructure. So a very serious overhaul is planned here. I worry a little bit about the notion of pushing heritage, and along with that, arts and associated types of funding, and relegating it to a second tier in terms of the value that it's given in governments and by Canadians as a result.
I think that's another great evergreen question that we should use on a slow news week. But for now, that's all the time we have. Michelle, thank you for bringing that topic, and have a great weekend at work.
You too, Dave. Take care.
Drita Gupta, thank you for all your thoughts today, and you have an excellent weekend as well.
Thanks. You too.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.